Corinth was one of the wildest and wickedest places of its day. Idol worship was everywhere, and people seemed to have no self-control. If you wanted to find something immoral to do, Corinth was the place to go. Paul had started the church in this wicked place about 18 years after Jesus died. It was now 6 years later, and Paul had received a letter from one of the Corinthian Christians telling him that the church was filled with arguments and disagreements. Paul wrote this letter to the church to try to help them find peace among themselves and to remind them of their purpose. Paul tells us in this book that it is important that we all work together to accomplish the work of God. He answers questions for us about false gods, marriage, gifts of the Holy Spirit, and tells us what real love looks like. His words will help us be able to resist temptations and stand firm in our faith. It can be difficult to stand up to the struggles and challenges of living as Jesus wants us to live. But, like the Corinthians, we must allow Paul's message to remind us to be strong in our faith and to allow the love of Christ to rule in our hearts. Pay close attention to Paul's words. You will learn how to live in such a way that your very life can tell others about the love of Jesus and the salvation of God.
The first letter of Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians.
From Paul, I was called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus because that is what God wanted. Also from Sosthenes, our brother in Christ, to the church of God in Corinth, to those people who have been made holy in Christ Jesus. You were called to be God's holy people with all people everywhere who trust in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God for you because of the grace that God has given you in Christ Jesus. In Jesus you have been blessed in every way, in all your speaking and in all your knowledge. The truth about Christ has been proved in you, so you have every gift from God while you wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to come again. Jesus will keep you strong until the end. He will keep you strong so that there will be no wrong in you on the day our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. God is faithful. He is the one who has called you to share life with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. I beg you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I beg that all of you agree with each other so that you will not be divided into groups. I beg that you be completely joined together by having the same kind of thinking and the same purpose. My brothers, some people from Chloe's family have told me that there are arguments among you. This is what I mean. One of you says, I follow Paul. Another says, I follow Apollos. Another says, I follow Peter. And another says, I follow Christ. Christ cannot be divided into different groups. Did Paul die on the cross for you? No. Were you baptized in the name of Paul? No. I am thankful that I did not baptize any of you except Crispus and Gaius. I am thankful because now no one can say that you were baptized in my name. I also baptized the family of Stephanas, but I do not remember that I myself baptized any others. Christ did not give me the work of baptizing people. He gave me the work of preaching the good news, and He sent me to preach the good news without using words of worldly wisdom. If I used worldly wisdom to tell the good news, the cross of Christ would lose its power. The teaching about the cross seems foolish to those who are lost, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. It is written in the scriptures, I will cause the wise men to lose their wisdom, I will make the wise men unable to understand. Where is the wise person? Where is the educated person? Where is the philosopher of our times? God has made the wisdom of the world foolish. The world did not know God through its own wisdom. So God chose to use the message that sounds foolish to save those who believe it. The Jews ask for miracles as proofs. The Greeks want wisdom. But we preach Christ on the cross. This is a big problem to the Jews, and it seems foolish to the non-Jews. But Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God to those people God has called, Jews and Greeks. Even the foolishness of God is wiser than men. Even the weakness of God is stronger than men. Brothers, look at what you were when God called you. Not many of you were wise in the way the world judges wisdom. Not many of you had great influence. Not many of you came from important families. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. He chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. And He chose what the world thinks is not important. He chose what the world hates and thinks is nothing. He chose these to destroy what the world thinks is important. God did this so that no man can brag before Him. It is God who has made you part of Christ Jesus. Christ has become wisdom for us from God. Christ is the reason we are right with God and have freedom from sin. Christ is the reason we are holy. So as the scripture says, if a person brags, he should brag only about the Lord. Dear brothers, when I came to you, I did not come as a proud man. I preached God's truth, but not with fancy words or a show of great learning. I decided that while I was with you, I would forget about everything except Jesus Christ and His death on the cross. When I came to you, I was weak and shook with fear. My teaching and my speaking were not with wise words that persuade people, but the proof of my teaching was the power that the Spirit gives. I did this so that your faith would be in God's power, not in the wisdom of a man. Yet I speak wisdom to those who are mature. But this wisdom is not from this world or the rulers of this world. These rulers are losing their power. But I speak God's secret wisdom, which He has kept hidden. God planned this wisdom for our glory before the world began. None of the rulers of this world understood it. If they had, they would not have killed the Lord of glory on a cross. But as it is written in the scriptures, no one has ever seen this. No one has ever heard about it. No one has ever imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has shown us these things through the Spirit. The Spirit knows all things, even the deep secrets of God. It is like this. No one knows the thoughts that another person has. Only a person's spirit that lives in him knows his thoughts. It is the same with God. No one knows the thoughts of God. Only the Spirit of God knows God's thoughts. We did not receive the spirit of the world, but we received the Spirit that is from God. We receive this Spirit so that we can know all that God has given us. When we speak, we do not use words taught to us by the wisdom that men have. We use words taught to us by the Spirit. We use spiritual words to explain spiritual things. A person who is not spiritual does not accept the gifts that come from the Spirit of God. That person thinks they are foolish. He cannot understand the Spirit's gifts because they can only be judged spiritually. But the spiritual person is able to judge all things, yet no one can judge him. The scripture says, "Who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has been able to teach him?" But we have the mind of Christ.